WHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A legal challenge has been made to Montana's first-of-its-kind bill banning TikTok in the state. It was signed into law yesterday by Governor Greg Gianforte. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Experts say the law will be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to enforce. And Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson says it's almost certainly unconstitutional.
First Amendment rights require a very high showing of a direct harm if they're going to try to ban some type of communication. And it's unclear that they can meet that burden.
TikTok says it has 200,000 users in Montana and 6,000 businesses use the platform. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Near Albany, Oregon, some 70 miles south of Portland, at least seven people have died and many others have been hurt in a crash involving two semi-trucks and a passenger vehicle on I-5. The cause of the crash is under investigation. A 40-year-old man is in police custody after driving into a Vatican Palace courtyard. CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell reports.
A scary incident at the Vatican. Shots were fired at a car as it sped through the main gates that surround Vatican City and past the Swiss guards. The car was driven by a man with apparent psychiatric problems, according to authorities. The vehicle came to a stop inside the palace courtyard. The driver was quickly arrested by Vatican guards. It is not clear if Pope Francis was anywhere near the scene.
Court filings offer new details on the case of the Massachusetts Air Guardsman accused of leaking documents online. CBS's Catherine Herridge reports.
Prosecutors allege 21-year-old Air National Guardsman Jack Texera was on the radar of his commanders. According to newly filed court records, Air National Guard officials warned Texera multiple times about his alleged unauthorized access of highly classified information, including taking notes. Texera is also accused of boasting to his online friends, which included at least 150 users. Some, they resided in other countries. It's not just Ukraine I covered, Texera wrote. I have stuff for Israel, Palestine, Syria, Iran, China.
Texera will be in a Massachusetts court tomorrow where a judge will decide if he should be released on bail. Leaders of the world's advanced democracies soon start their G7 summit. The focus of the meeting in Hiroshima, Japan, is how to resolve the conflict in Ukraine. The BBC's Nick Marsh is there.
In terms of what G7 leaders can do, well, we're expected to hear about tightening sanctions, maybe closing loopholes involving third countries that are helping Russia evade those sanctions, but an all-out trade ban, which is what Washington has been trying to push, that's unlikely to be agreed to.
Disney scraps plans for a new Florida campus as its fight with Governor Ron DeSantis continues. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Grammy-winning artist Ed Sheeran is not too pleased with lawsuits he's faced over songwriting.
Every single musician you speak to will agree with me. Every single one. You can only get caught out if you've done something wrong, and I'm not. I have not done something wrong. I'm not lying here. I use four chords that are very common chords to use, and they sound like lots of songs.
Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Great, it's yours. See you then.
Nathan's tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party bookings.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm gonna need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wood County unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet on Friday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Rudolph Town Hall. The Waukesha first grade teacher who spoke out about the district's decision to ban the song Rainbowland has been recommended for termination. CBS 58 reports Melissa Temple, who's been on administrative leave for a month, received a formal letter from Superintendent Dr. James Sieber May 15th, recommending that the Board of Education fire her after the district concluded its investigation. Temple said she believes that the district's actions aren't looking out for what's in the best interest of students. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says a woman who was sexually assaulted by her basketball coach when she was a teenager in the 1990s waited too long to sue. The court's conservative majority says exceptions to the statute of limitations only apply to lawsuits against churches, religious orders, or abusers themselves. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 49. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 56. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows around 40. Dry and much warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Molly is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
So it goes, so it goes, so it goes, so it goes.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What currently is your biggest public health concern? 844-967-2789. Out of everything happening in our country, guns, fentanyl, obesity, climate change, what do you think is the actual biggest concern? Not even just because of what you read about, but also from your experience and in your opinion. 844-96-PARTY, what is the biggest public health concern to you right now? And I ask because there is a new Axios Ipsos American Health Index poll out that says gun violence has surged ahead of the opioid crisis as Americans' top public health concern. And it's basically neck and neck now. Gun and firearms access was 26 respondents said access to guns or firearms is the number one threat to American public health, which was up from 17% in February. So that's a 9-point jump in
just a couple
less than
months.
3 months. And 25% said the biggest threat is opioids and fentanyl, which is virtually unchanged since the last poll. But I thought this was an interesting question to start today's show with. And I would say they're all bad. They're all not great. But it's interesting to me that guns and firearm access has shot up because I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I would imagine that's still the numbers of people who are overdosing and dying from opioids and fentanyl is higher than people getting injured and killed from gun and firearm access. But the big difference being gun and firearm access is a lot of people who did not condone or consent being part of on the other side of that gun versus it's two. I mean, they're both awful, but they're both two different conversations and mitigation and harm reduction and the different things that would go into actually treating them as a public health crisis. But it was interesting to me that they're now 1 and 2 ahead of obesity, ahead of cancer, ahead of unsafe roads, or ahead of smoking, tobacco products, COVID-19, alcohol abuse. Those are the other things on the list, but all of those pull at obesity is still at 20%, but the other five are all under 10%.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, COVID slipped to the bottom of the health of public health threats at 3%.
Which is interesting because it's not gone.
It's not gone. No. It's still the fourth leading cause of death.
Yes. There are still people dying every day from COVID.
Yes. And I just thought it would be interesting. I think it's, to a certain extent, it is a signal of perception versus reality. Of like, what news do we consume of, and versus, especially if none of these are necessarily impacting your life currently, but it's because of the news that you consume that informs your perception that one thing is more, you know, crucial than the other. But maybe it has, if it's, any of these things could very well have likely have impacted your life right now. So that's why we are asking you, what is your biggest public health concern right now? 844-967-2789. What say you, Jane Matinere?
Well, certainly the fentanyl crisis is a crisis. It's terrible. But I think you make a good point in that whether or not it has touched you or someone in your circle, that's always going to bring it closer to home, right? And that's always going to bring it to the top. Fortunately, at least among my circle, I haven't been affected by the fentanyl crisis. But for me, it's guns. And we've been talking about this for the entire year. I don't want permitless concealed carry in Wisconsin. I think that's a really bad idea. And I don't think I'm alone in that. My brother-in-law is a gun owner. We've had many discussions about this. I have no problems with responsible gun ownership, but I don't think any 18-year-old should be able to walk in and walk out with us with an AR-15 or whatever without a background check. And I think we need red flag laws, and I think we need some more mitigation efforts to make it safer. There was a police shooting yesterday in Mequon. And one of the people who lived down the street basically said, I've always believed this was a safe neighborhood, but now it just seems like everybody's got guns.
Mm-hmm.
And that is scary. I find that really scary.
Well, obviously you're not alone. And I think the reason probably why it's jumped up as from 17% to 26% as far as people's uptick, like the uptick of concern for gun violence is, I mean, think about how many, like, boom, 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 in that one weekend of rang the wrong doorbell, turned around in the wrong driveway, my ball went into this person's yard, like, one after the other, got into the wrong car, of everybody has a gun, and everybody's freaked out and worried that someone's coming to hurt them, and so they shoot first and ask questions later.
Road rage. I mean, there are increase in road rage incidents, fatal road rage incidents where somebody cuts you off or you get cut off and the resolution now is with a gun. We're back to the Wild West. And even in the Wild West, I think they had stricter regulations on whether or not you could bring your weapon into town.
We never covered that story, but you were the one who found that as far as
the history
of the OK Corral, and that the assumption, you know, when we think about the media and the narratives and the video, like movies and stuff and the TVs and Deadwood and whatever of the Wild West and how everyone had a gun and there would be these like shootouts in saloons. But in reality, like a historian documented this and it's like, no.
That's not like, what it was like.
That's not what it was like because sheriffs knew that people had tempers. And so you had to like check your gun in when you were staying in town.
Yep.
Because for all of the saloon owners and the business owners and stuff, like they didn't want just dead people. I mean, people smelled enough back then, don't you think? Having rotting bodies randomly in your saloon probably didn't help.
Yeah, that's tough when you're trying to have dinner service, you know. Makes it tricky.
It's like we're actually climbing towards having the least amount of gun restrictions as we've ever had, according to some historians.
Well, I mean, seriously, look at the loosening of gun laws in the last decade. And I've joked about this in the past, but we're to the point now where it's going to be a gun in every bassinet. Every baby gets their own handgun because it'll keep you safer.
Yeah.
Until, of course, your 2-year-old sibling finds it and shoots you. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What do you think is the biggest public health crisis facing our country from the 715. General education of our population is the most dangerous part of society. Not comprehending how our world is being manipulated leads to enslaved minds. Well, I certainly do think that we need to have critical thinking.
We do need to have critical thinking. I don't know. Well, it's also interesting of like that is when you frame it as a public health problem, is lack of education a public health problem versus a societal problem? Because I put this out on Twitter this morning, and actually, interestingly enough, the replies so far with 150 votes. So you can go vote if you'd like on As Goes Wisconsin on Twitter. Give us a follow while you're there. That the 54% right now say gun and firearm access. 9% said opioids and fentanyl. 25% have said obesity, and 10% so far have said other. And some of the responses we've gotten there so far is, I mean, all are pretty bad. This is from Liz Lincoln. But at the end of the day, it's climate change and all that comes with it. Isaac says, racism. Structural and interpersonal racism exacerbate the severity of all of the above and account for much of the extent to which there are all disparate impacts of these and other issues across racial and ethnic groups. Michelle says, lack of access to quality health care for every resident. And then we got another one. We actually got another one, Miss Scarlett, misinformation and lack of critical thinking. And then we got two little snarky answers.
Oh, no kidding.
One says Republicans, the other one says white nationalists.
Well, fair enough.
And so, yeah, but we would love to hear from you. What is your biggest public health concern right now? 844-967-2789. What do you think is, if it's keeping you up at night or just as far as when we think about public health and the health of the general public, what could be addressed and should be addressed with, you know, crisis level attention like we did with COVID? 844-96-PARTY. We would love to hear from you.
I guess I'm a little surprised that climate change was not higher up on that list. Because it affects all of us. This is the only planet we have. And with all the news about PFAS, and there's just so much there.
Well, but is PFAS considered climate change? That seems more like pollution putting stuff in our water.
It's the whole what we breathe, what we drink, but yeah, you're right.
And it's actually interesting. My brother sent me a graph the other day of the fact that the unbelievable decline of climate-related deaths, largely because architecture is better.
Really?
Yeah. And it was interesting because he showed it to me. And I mean, it's like, it's insane, the chart, but like disasters, hurricanes, cyclones, flooding, extreme cold and everything, like the improvements in engineering alone have had a massive impact in saving lives. Like, you know, think of differences between the Dominican Republic and Haiti and like the earthquakes then versus now and how much people can survive them because the architecture is better. And that's also the main thing they've pointed to, the huge earthquake that happened in Turkey, was that the architecture was really bad, and that's what made things crumble. All right, well, we'll keep this conversation going. We would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations to let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So don't they hear you?
You can do it if you try. Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
6 on the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Is your biggest public health concern? 844-967-2789. Is it like the majority of people right now, according to a new survey from Axios and Ipsos American Health, which is gun and firearm access at 26%. At 25%, it was opioids and fentanyl, and then 20% at obesity. And then after that was cancer, unsafe roads, smoking, COVID-19, alcohol abuse. But we are asking you, what are you concerned about when it comes to public health? Because I just thought this was super interesting to see where people's perception of what needs to be addressed has shifted, even over the last couple months. And so the other thing that I thought was really interesting that was also asked in this poll is people's opinions on what they want to do with Medicare and Social Security. And so a vast majority of Americans do not want Medicare and Social Security spending compromised to lower the federal deficit. Most Americans, 77%, oppose reducing Medicare and Social Security spending to reduce the federal deficit. The majorities of Democrats at 82%, Independents at 77%, and Republicans at 75%.
Wow.
All oppose this.
See, we can agree on things.
We can agree on things.
Look at that. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What is your biggest public health concern? Ken from Sturgeon Bay joining us. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how are you? To everybody.
Good. How are you doing, Ken?
Good, good. The biggest concern right now would probably be chemotherapy treatment drugs. Right now, it's at all-time low. It's almost 35 to 40% shortage of chemo-treating drugs.
So chemo. Sorry, I heard cable. Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
You're talking about chemotherapy drugs.
Really?
Yes. Yep, yep. Yep. There's a big article in the New York Times, and it's becoming another issue. But yeah,
what is causing the shortage?
They don't know for sure. It could be government regulated over, you know, there's always something. But yeah, right now that's probably the most pressing issue, because it's almost like the baby formula we had a couple of years ago. It's almost that bad. So
wow, I actually was not aware of this at all. Thanks so much for alerting that. That is, thanks for the call, Ken. I'm surprised I haven't heard about it. Have you heard about that?
I have not. Nope. This is the first I've heard.
I'll have to look up that New York Times article.
Yep.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 96Party. You can call and or text anytime.
We have a message from Joseph McClear on the Facebook live stream, which you can always watch. You can always watch us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. And Joe says, it's somewhat my area of expertise, so my biggest concern is our state's paltry long-term care funding. Our LTC facilities are going to be overrun in the next decade or so, and at the current rate, very few, if any, will have the funds to adequately care for their residents. This is something that I don't know. My mom told me, I forgot what the number was, but the number of what it's going to cost the U.S. to care for Alzheimer's patients because of the baby boomers getting older. And that's one fraction of the care that will be needed. But that is... that, if that's not here now, it is coming.
Well, and we're having trouble already staffing our senior living facilities, and this is a big problem that's coming right down the railroad tracks, and it's coming right at us. And there doesn't seem to be much movement to address that right now.
Yeah, and I don't.
And don't forget,
I'm now just realizing how depressing of a topic this was to start with.
This is where we start off with the news, Kristen. It gets better as the show goes on.
It does get better as the show goes on. And so speaking of this, at least as far as what you can expect from today's show, when we come back from this next break, we are going to have an update with the teacher who was at the center of the Rainbowland controversy in Waukesha. We have some coverage from that because she did an exclusive interview with CBS. So we'll be talking about that next. And basically, do you think she should be fired for raising the red flag that she did as far as what was happening in her school? But then at the bottom of the hour, right before we go to the news, at the end of this hour, we'll do three headlines and a lie. And then we have public service announcement.
Yay!
Coming up at 12. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is back with questions about women's health. And then Minnesota is on their way to passing paid leave. Wisconsin, not so much.
I never would have thought. Again, Minnesota's showing us up, you guys, just like Iowa. It's embarrassing.
Just like Iowa. And so we have a small business owner and a leader within Main Street Alliance in Minnesota will be joining us, Sarah Piepenberg, and then Sean Fetteplace, also interim organizing and policy director at the Main Street Alliance, will come here beyond to talk about what Minnesota did, what it took, what it's going to mean for small business owners, and what Wisconsin can learn from them. So that's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. And then we have Brewers tickets to give away. So we're going to do that at the bottom. No, at the top, at the end of the noon hour. I got this.
It's going to be later.
One of the questions we're asking Dr. Lyerly is like, what do I do with this baby brain, this pregnancy brain stuff? What do I do with this? Because I need to actually be able to talk every day. But for now, we'll take a break and be right back about talking about Rainbowland. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him. But I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and He shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wood and Portage County Sheriff's Departments join law enforcement agencies across the country in a campaign to increase the number of travelers wearing seatbelts. The Click It or Ticket campaign begins next week, May 22nd, and goes through June 4th. A 2022 survey found that only 87.5% of Wisconsin motorists wear seatbelts. On average, over 2,300 unbuckled people are injured in crashes each year. In 2022, 170 people who died in vehicle crashes were not wearing a seatbelt. The 21st Annual Spring Wisconsin River Bass and Walleye Classic Fishing Competition is this Saturday, May 20th, at the Waters Pub and Pier in Stevens Point. Wirzala partnered with Prime Water Anglers and donated $1,000 toward the competition. Proceeds will go towards local volunteering efforts and the kids' fishing clinic in June. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies overnight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 49. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 56. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows around 40. Dry and much warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Yeah. Brought this to light. Melissa Temple, who she's a first grade teacher, and she was the person who now, you know, she tweeted it out, and now that tweet has like over 200 and almost like 220,000 views as far as how much it's been shared and seen. And she was put on administrative leave for more than a month and was allegedly told by school officials that she could not discuss matters with students or staff unless she wanted to be further disciplined. And now she might be facing termination on the behalf of the school's district superintendent. And so I know CBS 58 did an interview with her last night. So let's play a little bit of that and then talk about it.
I want them to know that I'm proud of myself for speaking up about something that I think is really an injustice.
After being placed on administrative leave for more than a month,
I'm really sad that I'm not with my class right now.
Teacher Melissa Temple's job at Waukesha's Higher Elementary is up in the air.
Accordingly, I will be recommending to the Board of Education that your employment with the School District of Waukesha be terminated.
A letter sent to Temple's attorney saying a school district investigation found she violated 4 district policies, resulting in, quote, substantial disruption.
The fact that I've been out of the classroom was really surprising to me because I didn't do anything that would warrant being removed from the classroom.
The song in question is Rainbow Land, a Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton duet from 2017. Temple says attempting to fire her from Higher shows officials are putting their politics above their students.
I understand that teachers can't speak up because look what happened to me, right?
That's courtesy again of CBS 58.
And that is exactly, like, I look at this and it seems like she's being made an example of.
Absolutely.
Of just don't. How dare you create national headlines and put us under the microscope like this? And like you know, it was too much of a disruption and you can't work here anymore in the middle of a teacher shortage at a dual language school where she is bilingual. And so not only do you need to find a new teacher, you need to find a new teacher who can speak Spanish. And she's a really good teacher. I mean, in her, she wrote this as a response. So in my 23-year career, I have been, 23 years, first of all, she's been teaching.
Yep.
We can't even get people to stay for 5.
Right.
I have been consistently held up as a model educator. I'm an award-winning national board certified teacher who was rated distinguished educator by my administrators for 3 years in a row. Last year, I was named Outstanding Educator by Wisconsin Badgers Athletics and WEAC. I have never had disciplinary action taken against me, and I remain committed to the work I have done throughout my life and career, both inside and outside the classroom, as an activist, advocate, and ally. It goes on, and we'll link that to today's show notes, but really? This is the teacher you're going to get rid of?
Yeah, because she's so disruptive. And it also sounds like they just disappeared her.
Yeah.
She wasn't able to talk to her kids. She wasn't able to talk to their parents. It was just, whoosh, she's gone. Just pretend she ever existed. She never existed.
And so I guess my question to you is, do you agree that she should, because it's not done yet. It's basically the recommendation of the superintendent is that she would be fired. And now it goes to the school board. But I would say that the school board has also been, I can imagine, if I had to bet, as we've talked about my betting habits, where this would end up, I wouldn't be surprised if she does end up getting fired. But I guess, do you think that when teachers, I mean, this isn't the military, this isn't police ranks where you never break rank and you're like, should they be expected that you keep your mouth shut when you see something that's happening in your school? Because otherwise you're going to be labeled as disruptive. Is that just, go ahead.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Dave, our friend from the Shaw, is joining us. Hey, Dave, thanks so much for checking in.
Hey, so I'm a parent in the district, and I have been following the story since its inception, and it seems like what's happening with Melissa Temple is a microcosm of a greater issue of attempting to silence teachers or any district staff that disagree with the politics of the board and the superintendent. And I think this started when a couple of WISRED candidates were elected 2 years ago, and it's just digressing to the point to where they've created this atmosphere in the district of fear and paranoia and just attempting to silence people, silence teachers. And it's more than just what they say. It's also what they wear. Like, they have taken away teachers' ability to wear things like rainbow lanyards, or on the day of silence back in April, they couldn't wear pins, which the irony of that, obviously, on the day of silence, being silenced is... anyway, so I just want to say, like, this is a big issue, but I think it leads into a bigger issue of what's not only happening in the school district of Waukesha, but I think, you know, in Florida, in Texas, places like that, too.
Absolutely. And Dave, you know, the last time we had you in the studio, you guys were about, you and Sarah and other parents were organizing that, like, sing-along march. How did that end up going? Did that go well? Have you been able to get more awareness of other parents in the district?
Well, exactly. I think that brought to light, you know, I got a lot of news coverage. People became more aware. And I know that there are dozens and dozens of parents that have reached out to the district in support of Melissa, in support of teachers having a voice and using their First Amendment right. And they just seem to be falling on deaf ears. You know, it seems like the board and the district and the superintendent only want to listen to a certain section of parents at this point, and it's the ones that they politically align with. And everyone else is either given canned answers or just crickets in response.
And David, it almost seems like because parents have been activated and have been contacting the school board and sharing their displeasure, that's another reason why they're picking on this teacher and getting rid of her, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, who I really feel bad for, other than Melissa in this, is her students, because they're the ones who are suffering. At this point, you know, Waukesha School Board just pushed through this parental rights resolution, but then they don't see the damage that they're doing to individual families, to kids. And it's not about the students at this point for them. It's not about the families or the parents. It's really about political messaging. And it's really disappointing to see.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Dave, and keeping us updated on this.
Absolutely. Tom from West Dallas joining us, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, checking in on the Rainbow Land controversy. Tom, what do you want to say?
Well, I'm kind of reiterating what Dave just said. I was listening to, I think it was, it might just Touch Network or whatever, and they were talking about down in Tennessee and down in Florida and all these people who are standing up, you know, they're for the book banning, they're for this, they're for that, everything right-wing nutjobby-ish, and they, they're asking, where are the Democrats who should be there fighting this tooth and nail, yelling and screaming, saying, look what they're doing, because it's just for, as he said, the small segment who's controlling all this that I believe the school boards and everything are afraid of, because they don't want any uprising. They don't want any fight or like this, like they were saying that he... you know, this lady drew national attention to them, and they don't like that. But yeah. I really believe that, you know, like you said, where are the Democrats? Where are the other parents who are thinking this is nuts to stand up and fight these people and say, you know, no, you're wrong. It might be you don't want your child doing this. I want my child to do this.
Yeah.
So how is this a Family Protection Act or whatever the heck they're calling it now?
Thanks so much for calling, Tom. Really, really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Jim from Appleton. Hey, Jim.
Hey, I want to expand this a little bit, include the First Amendment. Why does it seem that the First Amendment always only gets invoked when it comes to right-wing hate speech? As far as I understand, the First Amendment was written to prevent the government from silencing people. And isn't that exactly what's going on here?
I would totally agree with you, Jim.
And Jim, it just still blows my mind. It's about a song called Rainbow Land.
I know.
Yeah.
Where we go hand in hand.
Because that's so horrible. What a terrible message. We can all get along and go hand in hand and live in rainbow land. We can't expose our children to such dangerous messaging.
That's ridiculous.
Thank you so much for calling, Jim. We really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, anytime you want to call in and or text.
Well, and one piece of this story that I think we never actually covered on the show was that Dr. Jill Enderle, superintendent of the state, had wrote a letter saying that she was, concerned about what she, in her letter, she stated, whether you realize it or not, you are under the guise of protection, causing undue harm to students and staff. However, this damage is reversible. It is paramount that you change course now. The decisions you have made as district leaders have intensified the stressors our teachers feel and helped create and continue to perpetuate a toxic environment. And state Republican lawmakers had the audacity, as everything we've been talking about yesterday with all of the things that there is no local control and municipalities don't have control over so much compared to other states because of preemption, as we were talking with Scott Gordon from Tone Madison yesterday, and everything that went down with shared revenue and Voss just saying we're done negotiating, yeah, that happened yesterday. State Republican lawmakers, their response to Dr. Underlee's letter was, she should be mindful of local control.
Oh, please.
This is from Siebert. As a former school superintendent yourself, you know how critically important local control is for boards and administrators to meet their varied needs in their communities, which is true. But then if you're going to apply that logic, buddy, you got to apply it across the board.
Oh, that's why
it's not just for the superintendents and the school boards that you agree with.
Yeah, cherry picking is a wonderful thing. 844-967-2789. Kelly from Green Bay is joining us. Hey, Kelly, what do you want to say?
I just tuned in, so I'm not sure if this has been covered or discussed, but back when we had bargaining rights before Act 10, this would have not only gone to a school board, but probably to the state arbitrator. So because if it, you know, she's been doing such wonderful things, you know, an A minus is still an A, and yeah, she's done so many wonderful things that one or two things are going to bring her down. And this would be able to establish whether or not she is being treated or mistreated, I should say. So I don't know if you brought that up or discussed it, but Act 10 really did a number on everything.
We did not, Kelly. So that's a great point. Thank you so much for the call and the reminder of that. Because, I mean, like, you know, with Act 10, like, it's like teachers are not at, like, shouldn't be treated as at-will employments where you can just get fired for anything, right? And so that is a very good point. Well, we will continue to follow that as it develops. But when we come back, let's have some fun. Let's lighten it up. We'll do three headlines and a lie. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Southeastern Wisconsin, it's 5:40 a.m.
And all around the world on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And just a heads up that at 12:06, when we come back from the news, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here for our weekly public cervix announcement.
Yay.
Yes, you heard that correctly. Not service, cervix. And if you have any questions, we would love to answer them for you. Well, she would love to answer them for you. Jane and I...
Not so much.
Not so much. We might have smart ass answers, but we don't have smart answers. And so she is the doctor, and the doctor will be in. So if you have any questions you want to text in, definitely shoot them over. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. All right. Well, it's that time of week when we like to play a little game called Three Headlines and a Lie.
Yes.
Where three of the headlines is... are true, are real, and then Jane has to pick which one of the four is, in fact, a lie. Are you ready, Jane?
I am as ready as I'm going to be.
All right. Number one, IKEA is holding raves as part of new customer experience.
So you can rave along with your meatballs?
With your meatballs, with your, you can rave on top of the mock kitchen counters and... have like nice fuzzy pillows to pet when you're tripping on Molly. I get it. I can see it. It's a big warehouse party.
Should I be embarrassed? I have never been inside an IKEA.
I don't know if you should be embarrassed. I'm a little surprised. You don't own any IKEA furniture?
Nothing.
Nothing.
But I'm
do you have like
I'm old. We've had this stuff like, a long time.
How long have you been in your house?
21 years.
When's the last time you bought a new piece of furniture?
21 years.
Really?
No, we bought a bed, but I had a dining room table. I had a whole bunch of stuff already. I had my own house before I got married. So anyway.
Well, maybe if you want to go to a rave, maybe you can go to IKEA.
Good to know.
This is a real one.
Because I've never been to a rave either.
Oh, that surprises me more.
Maybe
they weren't called raves back then, but I feel like you went to some warehouse parties in your day.
I might have.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Number two, a Minnesota man invented a motorcycle that runs on beer.
Again, Minnesota upping Wisconsin.
I know. How did that happen in Minnesota first?
Gosh, that's disappointing.
But again, it could be fake.
True.
Number three, Colorado man tries to trade places with a dog to avoid DUI arrest. Again, how did this not happen in Wisconsin?
Right? God, we're being shown up all over the place. How humiliating. Man switches place with dog so he doesn't get busted for a DUI.
Yeah, it's like when you switch places with your buddy who's more sober than you. You're like, pretend you were driving.
Okay.
Fido, pretend you were driving. Makes perfect sense.
You need glasses.
Number four, concert venue crowders will guard your spot during a bathroom break.
So if I'm in the mosh pit... and I need to go to the ladies' room, and someone will hold my place in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you can come back
and get my spot.
Your seat. It's like the seat holders at the Oscars.
Gotcha.
Seat fillers.
Okay.
All right. Let's go through them again.
Right.
Jane, you have to pick out which one is not real. Number one, IKEA is holding raves as part of a new customer experience. Number two, a Minnesota man invented a motorcycle that runs on beer. Number three, Colorado man tries to trade places with dog to avoid DUI arrest. And number four, concert venue, quote, crowders will guard your spot during a bathroom break.
Okay, the one I believe is a lie is the IKEA rave. I think that's
that is real.
It's real.
They're IKEA gonna do is raves.
Wow.
Redefining its customer experience, starting with raves.
Wow.
This is from Insider, businessinsider.com. IKEA held two raves during Milan Design Week in late April, one of which got shut down by police.
Well,
Marcus Ingman, IKEA's creative director, said the raves signal IKEA's strategy to attract customers. The Swedish furniture giant recently announced it would open more stores in the U.S. I wonder how many of these stores will have raves. So there you go. That one's
so real. Many potential problems. So many potential problems.
This is the liability.
Oh, my God. Do people on Molly
shop? You probably have to sign a waiver before you go in.
But do people on Molly shop a lot? Is that
I don't know if they shop a lot. They certainly touch things a lot.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't want them in my store.
All right, next guess.
So I know that the man trying to switch places with the dog is true.
That is true.
I know that's true.
That is true. A driver who was pulled over for speeding tried to switch places with his dog to avoid arrest. An officer watched him maneuvering inside the car before he got out of the passenger side on Saturday night in Springfield, which is a town of about 1,300 people. And the man said he was not behind the wheel and clearly showed signs of being drunk, police said. Mm. He ran from the officer when asked about how much he had had to drink and was caught within about 20 yards. not very far.
Must have been a pretty big dog, because if it had been like your Cliffy, you'd need a couple boxes for him to at least even see above the steering wheel. Okay, so that exactly. One's true. So there are two left. One of them is a lie.
There are two left. A Minnesota man invented a motorcycle that runs on beer. Mm. Concert venue crowders will guard your spot during a bathroom break.
Then I'm going with the beer cycle. As the lie.
That is also real.
Wow, I suck this week.
You were, I feel like that lie is not, you never know. People try to monetize everything. But yeah, so the motorcycle is real. I'll read a little bit of that. Simply calling Kai Michelson an innovator is an insulting kind of understatement, like referring to the Pacific Ocean as an oversized paddling pool. In the past half century, the Minnesota man has invented and then improved upon countless machines, filed patents on top of patents, and set over 70 state, national, and international speed records with his jet-powered innovations. He set a Guinness World Record with a rocket-powered snowmobile, devised a hot dog cooker called Kai's Little Cremator, and made a high-speed margarita maker by putting a weed-eater motor in a blender.
Okay, we are totally reaching out to him.
Yes.
We are totally agreeing. Yes.
His latest creation might be among his most impressive, which is really saying something. Michelson has designed and constructed what he believes is the world's first beer-powered motorcycle powered by a 14-gallon keg instead of a gas engine.
We got to talk to him.
There's a keg on, you're driving with a keg. I can't feel like that would really slow you down. But we will put all of these headlines for you to check out on today's show notes. But yeah, you're gonna have to fend for yourself. No one's saving your seat at the concert.
All right.
Or your mosh pit space.
Good to know.
All right. When we come back, public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lierley. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted,
and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org
today. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio for